Many ways. You find him in nature, that's his creed contained in the Bible, and you find him through Jesus Christ, his son, that he sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much, and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked this question.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice. Your home since 94.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Church defends Ro Ndlungu burial impasse mediation. 1 year-old dies after being assaulted by stepfather in Chilenge district. And strike delays release of election results in Central African Republic. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Pentecostal Assemblies of God presiding Bishop Joshua Banda has refuted assertions that the church has failed to mediate in the burial impasse involving former President Edgar Lungu, his family and government. Bishop Banda says it is unfair to conclude that the church has been ineffective in its mediation efforts, noting that it has been actively involved at every stage of the engagements. Bishop Banda says it is unfair to conclude that the church has been ineffective in its mediation efforts, noting that it has been actively involved at every stage of the engagements. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Bishop Banda explained that although the church's role may not always be visible to the public, it has maintained consistent communication with both the Lungu family and government. He added that the church remains committed to ensuring that the matter is resolved and that closure is achieved as soon as possible. Some matters take time, and this is one of those situations. However, the mediation team is confident that closure will be reached soon, said Bishop Banda. He has since urged members of the public to remain patient, to continue trusting the church as a credible mediator in resolving the impasse.
From the rightful people, most likely the family themselves, because they... it's a family we are concerned about, and we are really praying that all our efforts to support the Lungu family will materialize towards closure for them and for the for the nation.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on residents of Kalawo District in Western Province to rally behind the United Party for National Development, UPND, ahead of the next general elections, emphasizing the need for continued development and job creation. Mr. Hichilema has expressed gratitude to the people in the area for their support in 2021, which propelled the UPND into government. Speaking during a community engagement in Kalawo today, Mr. Hichilema said the vote demonstrated trust in the party's vision and urged citizens to maintain that momentum for the sake of continuity and consistency in national development. Mr. Hichilema stressed that sustained support for the ruling party will enable it to build on its achievements and accelerate economic growth. There is need to also open minds for people to work, and government will speak to investors, and increased investment in the mining sector will significantly expand employment opportunities. Said Mr. Hichilema. He further directed government ministers in the region to ensure that all ongoing projects are implemented to high standards and are durable enough to stand the test of time.
We need your support to continue. We need your vote on the 13th of August this year. For us to do the Kalabo Sikongo Road, we need to win in 2026 with a bigger margin. Developing the Sesheke Livingstone Road, we need your support. We need your votes to continue. Everybody who is not yet in the UPND, when you go home after today, send a message to them that HH is asking you to come to UPND. Leave where you are, come to UPND.
The Zambia Police Service has recorded two separate murder cases involving children in Chelenge and Chiwombo districts. In Chelenge district of Lapula province, police have since detained a couple in connection with the suspected murder of a one-year-old boy identified as Justin Mwansa. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says preliminary investigations indicated that the child's mother, Dorine Mpundu, 24, was married to John Chimba, 40, in 2025, and in that the child, who was from Mpundu's previous relationship, was allegedly not accepted by the stepfather. Mr. Chilawi explained that on the night of February 20, 2026, Chimba allegedly became angry and assaulted the boy by headbutting him, saying that the following morning, the child reportedly lost consciousness and later died. It is further alleged that the couple secretly buried the child in a bushy area without reporting the matter to the authorities and subsequently relocated to another village, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. He added that on May 4, 2026, following a domestic dispute, Mpundu reported the matter to a local headman and later disclosed the alleged murder, adding that the headman then mobilized Community Crime Prevention Unit members who apprehended the couple and handed them over to the police. Mr. Chilawi said the couple is currently in police custody and investigations are ongoing. In a separate incident, police have launched investigations into the murder of a five-year-old girl identified as Gertrude Piri of the Mungule area in Chiwombo district. Mr. Chilawi said preliminary investigations indicate that on May 3, 2026, the child was sent to buy buns while other family members attended a church service. He said that upon their return, they discovered that she was missing, prompting a search and filing of a missing person report at Momba Police Post. Mr. Chilawi said that on May 4, 2026, around 6 hours, the child's body was discovered in a nearby bush, a short distance from her home, saying that the body is currently lying at the University Teaching Hospital UTH mortuary, where a post-mortem examination is expected to be conducted. Mr. Chilawi said investigations in both cases are ongoing and has appealed to members of the public with any information that may assist in identifying and apprehending suspects in the Chiwombo case to report to the nearest police station.
On May 4, 2026, around 06 hours, the child was found dead in nearby bushes, a short distance from her home. The body of the deceased child lying in the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination is expected to be conducted. Investigations into both cases are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public with any information that may assist in identifying and apprehending suspects in the Chiwombo case to report to the nearest police station. Thank you.
Zambia's neighboring Angola has extended its best wishes to the government and the people of Zambia ahead of the country's general election scheduled for August 13, 2026, expressing hope for a peaceful, free and fair process. Minister of Defense Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala says Angola emphasizes the importance of Zambia's elections in strengthening democratic principles within the southern African Development Community SADC region in the 34th session of the Angola-Zambia Joint Permanent Commission on Defense and Security held in Luanda from 1st May to 5th May 2026, where both nations expressed satisfaction with the prevailing political, social and security conditions, particularly along their shared border, which has remained stable and peaceful. Mr. Shalala has,